Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And the premiere of Jimmy Failla tonight, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. So the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Elon Musk made a point about what would happen if Trump does not win the election. And I have the audio for you of this. He's probably not wrong, by the way. He's probably not wrong. Take a listen.
If he loses, man, what?
If he loses,
it does seem that way. You can't just be like, just be like, yo,
I'm like, how long do you think my prison sentence is going to be? Do you think? Will I see my children? I don't know.
Because it's not like you can say, well, yeah, I maxed out to him, but you know,
I have no plausible deniability.
No, he's probably going to be in prison next to Danny Jokes for making his AI videos. And Kamala, who botched the initial hurricane response because she was too busy fundraising in San Francisco and probably enjoying wine. I think that was a wine day for sure. Just gave a rambling answer, word salad about resources. So the question is, pill day or wine day? Take a listen.
The reality is that FEMA has so many resources that are available to folks who desperately need them now, and resources that are about helping people get back on their feet and rebuild and have places to go. You are entitled to these resources. People are entitled to these resources, and it is critically important that people apply for the help that is there to support. That all of those resources were created for just these kinds of moments in an emergency situation, knowing that folks are entitled to have the relief that they so rightly need at this moment in time. So listen to your sheriff around the places that have been impacted by Helene. Listen to your local sheriff, who's going to tell you straight about what's available to you and how, for so many reasons and ways, there are no conditions attached.
Resources. Drink every time you hear resources over and over again. And by the way, you know how it became a vast right-wing conspiracy, even though I shared it with you yesterday, the other day, how, yes, FEMA did use money for illegal immigrants. Here's a little montage for you, a little flashback featuring White House reporter Jasmine Wright, two clips of Karine Jean-Pierre. Three separate times the White House said FEMA money is being used to support illegal immigrants. Cut 25.
Now the White House says that for those cities that they know are receiving an influx of migrants, that includes New York City, as you just said, Chicago, and here in Washington, D.C., there is somebody from FEMA, that federal emergency management agency, ready and willing to really help those cities when it comes to management of these influx of migrants, including reimbursing some of those cities. That's a part of the kind of the response that the White House is now giving.
The administration has been in regular touch with the cities, and FEMA regional administrators have been meeting with city officials on site to coordinate available federal support from FEMA and other federal agencies. Funding is also available through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program to eligible local governments and nonprofit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for these migrants. So FEMA regional administrators have been meeting with city officials on site to coordinate available federal support from FEMA and other federal agencies. Funding is also available through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program to eligible local governments and non-for-profit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for migrants.
See, it's not a vast right-wing conspiracy. It's not a vast right-wing conspiracy. It's actually true. It's actually true. But if you spread disinformation, by the way, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. I don't have time to play the clip, but FEMA's administrator says criticizing her agency is dangerous. She was on with the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos. And I'll tell you something else, too. You know, as I've been thinking about this disastrous response and the effects of voting in North Carolina and Georgia, David Axelrod, man, he said something, and I will play it for you probably tomorrow. But he said, basically, he thinks Kamala Harris voters will be able to figure it out. Terms of being able how to vote in North Carolina and Georgia. He doesn't know about Trump supporters, like as if they're too stupid to figure it out. I told you the elites, they mock you. They think you're dumb. They do it all the time. That's where they can't help them. They can't help themselves, but just belittle and mock you and put you down. They can't help themselves. So real quick, the Supreme Court on Saturday in Pennsylvania declined to hear challenges to their previous challenge that said if you send in a ballot, does it's not dated, the ballot would not be counted. However, there's still all these other pending legal challenges around Pennsylvania ballots. There's still all this other pending litigation around lawsuits and ballots. And so this is not over yet by a mile. And I predict chaos is going to ensue in Pennsylvania because of this. And the high court doesn't want to intervene. And the reason why the high court doesn't want to intervene right now, it makes no sense because they should just put it to bed once and for all. But there's still the other challenges, and there's one on the federal level as well. I would not be surprised if you find out that, yes, in fact, this is all designed to delay the vote count in Pennsylvania as long as possible because they may need every single ballot. It may be that close. I don't believe it will, though. I think what I've been saying to you is I don't think this is a close election. I think people are reading this all wrong. It's like what Jimmy and I chatted about, which you're going to hear next, because I'm going to replay it for you as a prelude to his show at 7 o'clock, which, by the way, I will be his first guest on his show. So you'll get to hear me as his guest later on in the 7 p.m. hour. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Go with the betting odds. Go with the betting odds and not with the polls. The betting odds tell you everything you need to know. That's the truth, because people who put their money where their mouth is matters a whole lot more, and pollsters don't lose their jobs, you know. So I don't think this is a close election. But of course, there's only two ways to run in politics, scared or unopposed. And if every ballot's going to matter, then we've got to make sure that this issue, all these issues around the ballots, the naked ballots, which is the secrecy envelope issue, and the dates and the nonsense around the fact that they say it's a violation of civil rights if people put the wrong date in a ballot, as if what black people don't have calendars. I mean, again, it's a dumb, elitist, racist thing by white lefties to say. All right, that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Coming right back with Jimmy Failla. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Big, big deal. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Right here. Can you see us on YouTube? We're streaming on YouTube? Yeah, we are. Joining the fun. See how handsome he is?
Oh, stop it.
Look at you. Crowd favorite. The one and only, Jimmy Failla. Now heard every day on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. immediately following this radio show. Welcome to the station.
Hot damn. I'm going to try not to get emotional.
I know.
But this matters. Do you remember? And like, because we're a tag team now.
Yeah.
You know when they had like Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant for that one glorious moment? When America peaked, by the way.
Right.
Probably about 84, 85.
Yeah.
Reagan. Okay. It's about. But we did. You had the Run DMC Aerosmith Walk This Way thing going.
Uh-huh.
You had Aerosmith going. Okay. That mattered.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby was in every living room in America and a few of the bars as well. But the point is,
We're bringing it back to that. You know what? You know when Kamala says we're not going back? No, we're going back, Zioli. You and I represent a return to that era. That's our campaign
promise. We're going back to better days.
Thank you.
Yeah, better days. These are better days.
Yeah.
That's a Bruce Springsteen song, but we don't want to invoke him now.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
He's not
really trending well.
Certainly not after the Fox News Saturday Night Show.
No, and I know. He took some shots on our show, the best ones from you, about him being a fake farmer. Do you know, most of my audience didn't know that. So now you're like a hero, because all I know how to do is insult his looks. I'm like, he looks like Megan Rapinoe. And he does. Like, when he showed up to the White House, they accidentally put a gold medal around his neck. Like, we love what you did in the World Cup. And he's like, no, I'm Bruce Springsteen. They're like, I want my medal back.
Yeah, so on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon, if you missed it, and it's now posted on all the socials, I brought up the fact that he's old Mick Springsteen in the E-I-E-I-O band. And he's this fake farmer in Jersey. It's actual Jersey history. They changed the law because of him and Bon Jovi. It's amazing.
And my brother Joey, I come from a long line of cops, as you know.
Yeah.
As the story goes, I would have been a cop if it weren't for the background check. Hey, there it is. I'm like, wait, you guys are going to be looking into what?
And that you were trying, you'd be like that Secret Service agent trying to put her gun in the holster. You'd be like that woman.
The Melissa McCarthy that was guarding Trump. But my brother Joey, you're like a folk hero now, because I saw him yesterday at my mom's for Sunday dinner. That's who's coming to the station, folks. A guy who, you know, dresses like a figure skater who let himself go, but still skates over to his mom's house every Sunday for a free round of meatballs.
That's why we love you.
Okay, thank you. And well, that's not why the wardrobe department loves me. There's been a... The greatest thing in the world about having your own TV show is when you get called down the wardrobe or makeup and the conversation begins with them sighing. You're like, dude, what do you want? I'm trying. What do you want from me? Okay, I'm trying. But anyway, my brother Joey was so thrilled that you went after Springsteen. He's like, yeah, Zioli, man. Zioli's the best one, man. He's like, he's the best one. And they love you for that. Because you know what I mean? Once you strike a chord with people, that you're their guy now. So you're rolling with my brother Joey.
Like, that's if
you
it, ever,
he's retired from the police now, but he delivers auto parts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you ever need a catalytic converter in a pinch, you are so hooked up, bro.
I got a guy.
Yeah, I
got
do
a guy
ever.
Now.
You
this
have
huge.
The guy.
This
know?
Changes everything, by the
Thank
way.
You.
I don't need a catalytic converter, but maybe I just want one.
I told you me coming to PHT was, you said it was big. It's that big. It's catalytic converter
catalytic
big.
Converter big.
Thank you.
You don't need one, but you may need one. You
Thank
never
you.
Know. All right, two things I got to get to. Number one, you have a TV show, which is great. But you're at heart a radio guy. And mm-hmm. this is also what people need to understand. So I met Jimmy here at Fox News Radio back in 2019. This mm-hmm. is pre-pandemic.
Yep.
I was filling in for Guy Benson. You were filling in for your now soon-to-be show.
Kilmeade's Fluffer had called in sick. So I was like, all right, I'll get down there. I don't know how my technique's going to be, but there we were.
Go ahead. It's not that big anyway, so you don't have to worry about too much.
Oh, bang.
And so anyway, you and I met. We became friends right away. It was like an instant connection. Mm-hmm. And then And probably what helped with that was the roofie.
Yeah, well, there's that.
There's that. And then we started, you came on my show, I came on your show, you filled in for me, I filled in for you. Now you're too big to fill in for me, obviously.
Stop it.
But and then this evolves over the years. You get a TV show, but at heart, you're a talk show guy.
Yeah.
You get it.
I mean, honestly, like, so today for me, it's the reason it's such a huge deal is in radio, as you know, we have room to have real conversations. You know, when you have a guest on, you know, you have time to talk to them. TV has an assembly line format to it where you're talking to someone, but there is a story underneath you that's unrelated to what you're discussing and a picture of the guy on the side who's coming up next. It's like... TV is a smash and grab, and I love the medium of TV, but the companionship aspect of radio is what's exciting. So to the people who are listening right now who might stick around to listen to my show, I do radio through the lens of, you've heard me say this before, it's a buddy cop movie.
Uh-huh.
You get into the car one day and you have a new crime fighting partner sitting in the passenger seat, and you've got to decide if they're the kind of good company you can ride along with and fight crime. So that's what you're going to hear of a lot of tonight at 7. Like a little, you know, this is kind of my thesis, and this is what's going on in the world that we're going to cover. But I'm trying to cover it in a way that makes you not ask the sergeant for a transfer. You dig? And here's the good news, guys.
Or to hand you his gun.
Yeah.
And that too.
And you can't ask him because I'm in New York. They defunded our police. So there is no sergeant for you to ask to.
Defund the police academy.
Yeah.
That was my movie. That was one of my movies.
On the show.
I had my cheat sheet.
Isn't it crazy, though, on the anniversary of October the 7th, that all of that anti-Semitism at college campuses did have an impact in the sense that your governor, Josh Shapiro, isn't the VP nominee.
And had he been picked, it'd be a much much different race right now. I would be worried.
It would be, honestly, it would definitely be closer because the betting odds swung towards Trump. He's up 7.2% right now. Mm-hmm. He was down 4 a week ago.
And I think the betting markets are more accurate than any poll because if you're putting your money behind something, that says everything. I mean, this is a guy with a lot of gambling debt, right? I mean,
think about this.
So
think about this. Think about this. Okay, when people talk to you about gambling and problems and, you know, we had that guy come into our high school during lead week, which is like the don't do drugs, don't drink, don't gamble week. Yeah. And at the time, the guy was sitting on Mrs. Cimenti's desk and crying about how much gambling had screwed him up. I was in 11th grade in high school, and I owed a bookie three times as much as he was talking to us about. I'm not kidding. So everyone else in the class is looking around, and I'm like, dude, are you kidding? What a loser. Like, what a poser. I'm like, I'm turning tricks behind the equipment shed after this. Can you finish up with your little tear jerker? And I'm not saying I don't have any empathy for addiction, but the point is, I've been on the wrong side of gambling. And
you're
this
like
is
the guy in the Scared Straight program who winds up going, I like it here. The food's not bad. I'm going to stay.
No,
people in the shower are very friendly.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
It here.
Yeah. I was on Scared Not Straight. No, I'm down so much money, I'm not straight. But anyway. The point is, the reason the gambling odds matter to everyone listening, and you need to know this, is the pollsters can be wrong every day for 4 years and not lose their jobs. Mm-hmm. A gambler can't be wrong every day for 4 weeks and not lose their life or their house or something.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. Is as much time as we spend quoting polls in this election, we do so with this caveat of, well, you know, they were wrong. And we did that in 2020. We were like, well, they were wrong in 2016. Mm-hmm. They're always wrong. It is always a Charlie Brown football scenario. And the way it was explained to me of how they're going to make sure they adequately register Trump support this time is in digital polling, they're going to contact the person whose name is on the phone plan, because that would ostensibly be the head of household.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, the head of household is maybe the dad or the mom, doesn't always harbor the same political beliefs as their young kids that go to an Ivy League school. So if you think you're texting a Trump supporter or vice versa, you have no idea who's on the other end of the line. In the end, polling is the Aerosmith Sweet Emotion video. The guy is flirting with a hot chick the whole conversation. At the end of the video, they show you it's this fat lady ironing with a baby in her arm. My point is they don't know who they're talking to. But you know Trump support is real. Kamala's support is manufactured. He's going to win.
Can we agree that the best Aerosmith video is the one with Alicia Silverstone and his daughter?
Is that crazy?
I think so.
Crying?
Right? And they go in the dressing room together.
Yeah,
and
they
hand the guy the pics. And that dude's face, when he looks at the pictures, he's like, oh. That's one of the greatest moments ever. So what Jimmy Failla just said, and by the way, this is the preview tonight. I mean, this is the night. This is the launch. This is a big, big deal. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night, Monday through Friday, you're going to hear him right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. And for example, when this show ends tonight, he's got a huge guest in the first hour of his show that you want to stick around for.
Yeah, you do.
Some blowhard from Philly. It's all I'm going to say. Big tease. Big tease. But also Jim Jordan and some other.
Wesley Hunt will be there.
Wesley Hunt, my man. He's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Now, but your point, though, about how the pollsters don't lose their job is 100% accurate. They're like weather people.
Yeah.
They just go, oh, well, you know, there was a couple adjustments that I didn't see coming. The dew point was low, and that's, you know. But we've lost faith in these people because of the very fact that they don't lose their jobs. Like Secret Service agents, for example, at Butler. Same thing. They don't lose their jobs. Nobody gets in trouble for this.
Yep.
But a bookie who doesn't show up with the bet, like, they'll find you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the guy at Monmouth Polling will be 12 points off and write an op-ed going, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But he's not going to get his legs broken.
Nope. That's the problem. So we look at those gambling odds for a reason. There are real consequences to being wrong, and the money is moving towards Trump dramatically because this is reality as we sit here right now. If you watched any excerpt of this Kamala 60 Minutes video that's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that didn't air last night.
Yeah, it did not air last night. I can confirm. I heard a radio host this morning call into a show and say he thought it aired last night. I don't know who that guy is. But no, Kamala didn't want to go on 60 Minutes. And they're basically at this point now where she has to do these interviews. Like, they had gotten away with not trotting her out there and doing the serious stuff. But they're in a do-or-die moment because their internals show that she's losing, which is why they wanted another debate.
Yeah.
But she's doing, obviously, Stern and Colbert and 60 Minutes. But if you watch the 60 Minutes excerpt, Kamala should not be running a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday Forget the country. She shouldn't be running anything. She shouldn't be running a 5K.
Well, why don't we take a listen to one of the clips from the I've Got Daddy Issues podcast. I think it's called Call Her Daddy, but I think that's a better name. So just a giant incoherent word salad when she's asked why she decided to join this podcast called Call Her Daddy, but not substantive interviews where she's actually pressed on positions. So this is the Call Her Daddy podcast host, Alex Cooper. Let's take a listen to Cut 16. Mm.
I'm curious, like, you don't do too many long form interviews. What made you want to do Call Her Daddy today?
Well, I think you and your listeners have really got this thing right, which is one of the best ways.
Stop it right there. Stop it. Hang on a second. We can't even make it 8 seconds into this clip. I got to ask Jimmy this question. Is it a pill day or a wine day? Pill day or wine day?
Here it is. And this is what you need to know. Okay, this is a pill day. The pill day is when the incoherence happens. Okay. The wine day is when the forced laughter happens. So if it's like, how are you? I'm great. You know, wine day. Pill day is she opens her mouth in search of something to say, as she just did there. That's nothing to say.
And she has to kind of ramp up her energy. It's great to be on the podcast.
Remember this. Every one of Kamala's answers that Rich is going to play you today makes sense if you picture her trying to convince a bouncer to let her back into a bar. That's what every one of her answers sounds like. She's trying to convince a bouncer to let her back in. So if you picture this answer as she's holding a Cosmopolitan in her right hand and she has the hiccups, these are perfectly fine answers. They're bad for a president.
All right, so this is a pill day. Now, keeping that in mind, let's keep going here.
To be real. You know, and to talk about the things that people really care about. I mean, what I love about what you do is that your voice and your show is really about your listeners.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. And I got a true story for you. I got kicked out of a bar once on New Year's Eve, and I tried to convince the bouncer to let me back in. And it's kind of like this. I was like, bro, I respect what you do.
Yeah.
I get what you do. And you keep everybody safe here. And I appreciate that. But you gotta understand, man. I'm better. I'm good now. I had some water. I'm okay now. You know, it's kind of like that.
Like you could literally picture this interviewer is scrolling her phone, not listening to what Kamala's saying, the way that bouncer was probably doing to you.
Yeah.
Because once you enter that terrain of intellect with them, it gives them permission to not take anything you say seriously. So understand that in this soundbite we're playing, she's now twice told the girl the same thing. You don't do a lot of long-form interviews. What made you come on here? 13-second pause. Well, you guys do it right. And, you know, when you think about what you guys do right, the reality is this is a show that does it right. And everybody's just like, you didn't say anything. And that's a pill day. The GPS keeps coming back to the same location. Because when she puts a GPS into her brain, okay, once it loses the internet connection, it just reverts to the first direction it gave you. You guys do it right. That's where we are.
There's no rerouting, in other words?
No,
no there's no
right.
rerouting.
No, you it's do just, it right. Just, the right stuff right. with Dennis Quaid. Great movie. Right said Fred.
Do we want to keep going with this? Because
I'd love to see if she completes the thought.
All right, let's keep going.
And I think especially now, this is a moment in the country and in life where people really want to know they're seen and heard and that they're part of a community.
That's not an
that
answer.
They're not out there alone.
Nothing.
And so I'm really glad to be with you.
So so to summarize, what made you want to do this podcast?
Yeah.
I don't know that she directly answered it. She said, you guys do it right, and circled back to you guys do it right. And then she said, people want to feel like they're seen. And they're out there and they're part of a community.
They don't want to be alone.
What made you want to do this podcast? She never spoke about her once. She spoke about them doing the show right. She spoke about the needs people have. She has certain things that are programmed into her consciousness that are just kind of like catch-alls. Do you remember the Chris Rock bit about Robitussin?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, bullet wound, get some Tussin. You got the flu, get some Tussin. So that's, you know, that's Kamala. Like, she has certain things, which will be like the community, or people want to be heard.
Or the passage of time.
Yeah, that's the passage of time. She's just Robitussin-ing her answers here. That's not an answer.
And where that comes from, having done debate prep and media training with candidates, is a lot of media training to the point where you know you have a bad candidate. And there's nothing you can do except try to get them to memorize their lines.
Yep.
Literally like a bad actor, you know? And just go out there and recite the lines that we told you. The problem, though, is, and you know this from comedians who go up there and do the same act over and over again, is that when you're overprepared, it doesn't sound authentic and natural whatsoever.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have the ability to memorize her lines and deliver them because there's that moment where she has to recall what she's supposed to say.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I mean, think about that. She needs triggers. Like, she needs to, people need to train her to something. Like, look over there in that corner, and like, that'll make you think about economy or something.
Do you remember the time when Jill Biden put candy hearts on the White House lawn? And she claimed it was Valentine's Day decor, but it was totally just to remind Biden, like, what things were he should be talking about. Because he was doing, like, that helicopter interview where they had candy hearts all over the lawn, and it was supposed to be things like Be Mine, but instead it was, like, border. Like, well, I've never seen a candy heart that said inflation before. These are clearly, but yeah, no, she does. You're right. She needs those reminders. But that's a person who's uniquely unqualified to do this, is the point. And when it comes to memorizing lines, she's Brando in Apocalypse Now. She shows up late. She hasn't even read the script. She is not a serious person. And you don't have to like Trump to know that. Just listen to that answer.
And by the way, unlike Brando, she's not good at this.
No!
Because Brando could pull that stuff. He could get away with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break.
Oh, I heard myself. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. More Jimmy Failla. He's going to stick around with me till 4 o'clock. We're gonna break down more of this insane Kamala stuff. And we're streaming live on YouTube, so join the fun, all right? Remember, what this guy did for all of us by coming to Cape May, took him 6 hours in a car by himself, alone with his thoughts. That's a dark, dark place. He didn't want to be there, but he did it for us, all right? Remember that, Zioli Army. So we got to give this guy a big welcome tonight at 7 o'clock. Welcome back to the show. We are live streaming today in Fox News, in New York City. Jimmy Failla's here. I'm here as well. Welcome back to the show. This is a big deal. This is a big day. All right. First of all, you got to realize something. His show every day, Monday through Friday, is going to be heard 7 p.m., 7 to 10 p.m., right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Stalker had to kill a man to make this happen. This is a big deal. All right. That's number one.
Whoa, don't misgender the murder victim. It was a person. He had to kill a person.
Stalker had to kill a they, them. In order to make this happen.
He committed a hate crime.
And it was a hate crime because it was a white dude. So, you know, that's why. The other thing, too, is that Jimmy has been fantastic to me personally by bringing me on his show on Saturday nights, Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla, which has been great. We're having a lot of fun with that. And I really appreciate that because as much as Dana Perino is respected in this building and everybody looks to her and she's wise and she knows politics and everything. And then there's you. But, you know, she brings me on, but you bring me on more.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And yes. So that's the thing.
That's where the loyalty lies.
That's where it lies.
In media. We just want the hits.
It's all about quantity. It's not quality. It's quantity.
just get me on there. I just need you to get me on there.
But the show's doing great Saturday nights. It's fun. I mean, it's fun as hell. It's a different vibe because we actually just go on there and have fun.
Yeah, that's all we're doing. Just selling them a good time. You see, it's 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, man. If you still need to fight about politics by 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, you're in a broken place that has nothing to do with politics. And that's my favorite thing about where we live in New York, okay, is the people that are the angriest about Trump or the possibility of Trump being elected won't be affected in any way. It's like the wealthy gazillionaires on the Upper West Side, you know? And it's those white liberal women who don't know their kids' first names because they have three nannies because they're that wealthy. They actually, it's so funny. If you've ever gone to parties on the Upper West Side, they're screaming about the border and Trump being inhumane. Meanwhile, they hire migrant families to use them as furniture. They just like sit on them like couches. Like, honey, it's over there by the Guatemalan. And they're just like sitting on one. Have you seen the remote? It's by the South American lady. You have no idea how bad they are. And I know this to be true. This happened to me today. So I'm taking the subway, okay, from the one train from Penn Station up here. Once in a while, I take the subway in New York because I got to work on my hand speed. You know what I mean? Yeah, you get in guaranteed sparring. Two stops, you're going to get in two fights.
Yeah. And you like to be naked every now and then.
It's fun. So. Okay. Anyway, it's a mariachi band on the subway today. Guitar, accordion, and a guy singing with maracas. They've been riding the one train for as long as I've lived in New York City. okay, meaning lived or hung out here, is probably about mid-90s, okay? It's the same band. They're a little older now, but they only play the One Train. If you live in New York, you know who they are. You see them every day. Anyway, as we're getting off the train today at 42nd, a woman gives them $2 and goes, "I think it's awful what DeSantis tried to do to you." Meaning, like, they're the migrants he shipped to Martha's Vineyard. And I was like, yo, they've been in this country for like 50 years. These people are legal citizens of our country. But it's that white condescending liberal who just assumes if you're a minority, you must be here illegally.
Yeah.
We don't do that. We just tell jokes and stuff, but we actually...
And by the way, the people that were the most freaked out about the migrants were the people in Martha's Vineyard.
Yes!
Buffy and Chad having a brunch with lobster on top of eggs and a margarita and a Bloody Mary turned around and went, oh, Chad! You know, but you got a spot in your whale pants, but can you see? Maybe he can clean it for you before we ship him over to Cape Cod.
Yo, they said they couldn't take 42 migrants. But they're like, but Springfield should shut up and take 20,000. Yeah. Martha's Vineyard is the richest place in the world. They're like, 42? What do we look like?
Well, they want open borders as long as everyone stays in Texas.
Thank you.
They just don't want them leaving Texas. They would love to build a wall around Texas, by the
way,
just to keep them in.
Straight up. And I will tell you this. That's what the thing they're running into now, this close to the election, is everybody realizes the insanity of liberalism. Because it got to this place where it's just so far out of step with, you know, they'd say like common sense solutions.
Yeah.
And if any sense, okay, 3 cents, any 50 cent, okay, whatever cent you want to tell me, the point is people see the insanity of this and no one's going to co-sign 4 more years of it. And she's in like actual trouble now. You know, I do believe that. And we talked earlier about the betting odds, and you could talk about the polls.
Well, it's the other thing, too, is that the left has gone so far nuts on a lot of things, including censorship.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton over the weekend going, I think we should start locking people up for making fake videos. Like Danny,
who
was on the show with us Saturday night, Danny Polachek, he'd be in prison if Hillary Clinton had her way.
And he'd enjoy it.
That's a whole other story.
That's another story.
But their crackdown on freedom of speech, I mean, think about this, has led to people like Bill Maher, to come out and criticize them. And Bill Maher, well, as much as he doesn't like Trump, he reaches a different demographic of people.
Yeah.
It's kind of the world has turned in some ways. And we talked about this on your show earlier today, which is that Howard Stern was the guy that entertained blue collar guys like your brother, my dad, me. Mm-hmm. I mean, us, right? Guys,
this
like
was
us.
Your big you money quote camp. On the TV show. He said this. God, take it away.
No,
please
but,
say this.
But these
this
people, these people have
to be said.
They hate us now.
Yes.
They hate Trump. But they're the ones who made them rich.
And what they don't understand is, okay, the value judgment they're placing on Trump is superficial. It's how he talks and tweets. But the value judgment the working man is placing on Trump is his pocketbook. It's his safety. It's the quality of his kid's school. It's the crime rate in his community. Meaning, if you're in a Howard Stern spot, you have the luxury of deciding who to vote for based on very superficial. You could vote on someone's hair. Okay, you can vote on their tweets, but it's 2016 all over again. The media is having a different conversation than the voter. That's why she's in trouble. The voter knows groceries are really high, and that does affect them. The voter knows what gas prices do to their well-being, and that's why the Sterns of the world hate their audience. It's because they don't have the power to steer sentiment the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
Stern had that power when he was one of them, when he had similar priorities, because Stern was a stick-it-to-the-man guy fighting against FCC censorship. He is absolutely on the FCC side now when it came to, like, not that the FCC was pushing the vaccine mandate. I just mean...
No, I think they were, actually.
They probably were.
In order for you to be able to watch TV, but, you had to get the shot.
We can't have you on the couch if you don't get the shot. At least 2 shots. Nobody's watching MacGyver. But that's the point. He's now on the side of the machine. And Trump... The idea of an Elon Musk being in that cabinet and actually looking at the inefficiencies in our government is wholly terrifying to establishment politicians, because you know how much redundancy and unnecessary spending takes place in Washington. And the private sector can't thrive with that level of redundancy in its budget. So in order to be successful, guys like Elon Musk and Donald Trump would have to go in and take a scalpel to the budget, which is why they really hate them as much as they do.
Let's I want to play. This is the preview of Kamala Harris's interview tonight on 60 Minutes. Which is going to air. Which one's DeSantis? Which one's better? Do you think we should do 19 or 20 or 21? What do you like better?
20 is the better clip. It's just a complete disaster.
Disaster. All right. Now, and again, I'm going to set this up by saying wine or pills. All right. Cut 20.
Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
That she, you know, responsible for several movements. People got U-Hauls.
There was movements
from a house to a condo.
Many things, many. It's like the Commandant in Police Academy.
She's like, working many, on a night move.
Wonderful things.
Pills.
That's pills. A pills one, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the problem for her right now also, too, and you brought up Shapiro before, why she didn't pick Shapiro because he's Jewish. And that's a real thing because in Michigan, there's a lot of Muslim voters there, a lot. And she is not doing well with them because Biden, in their mind, is complicit in genocide. If you read what that fat Michael Moore posted today, it's basically saying Biden is genocide Joe.
Yeah.
She's trying to get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, though, it's very obvious you have a lot of Jewish voters who are not happy with the position this administration is taking because they don't think they've been solid enough for Israel.
Yeah.
They have set themselves up in that classic situation of making both sides hate them, which is remarkable to do.
Yeah.
And only an incompetent administration can do that. And they've managed to do that because they're so incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
Like you give them and guys, you're finally competent at something, which is ticking off both sides by your utter incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
So here she is now trying to evade and not tick off her pro-Hamas base when asked if Netanyahu is an ally. Cut 21.
We have a real close ally in Prime Minister Netanyahu.
I think, with all due respect, the better question is, do we have an important alliance between the American people and the Israeli people? And the answer to that question is yes.
So, you know, the problem is, like, she can't co-sign Netanyahu, so, but she's, at the same time, doesn't want to admit openly to the world that there's, you know, a little bit of separation in the friendship. So she's trying to thread a needle, but to your point of alienating both sides, if you support Israel, you hate that answer. If you don't support Israel, you hate that answer, because you're still declaring an alliance with the people of Israel that she... that the idiots on the left believe are complicit in a genocide. And the funny thing about it is, like, when they call it a Muslim genocide, there are 2 million Muslims living peacefully in Israel. So they obviously don't have a Muslim problem. They have a terrorist problem. And if they could speak to that honestly, they would probably be in a much better position, because the truth is, and they don't realize this, nobody likes the people clogging bridges. Nobody likes the people barricading themselves inside administrative buildings at Columbia and then demanding food. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Greatest protest of all time. What do we want? DoorDash. When do we want it?
Now. Or that one congressman who did a hunger strike that lasted, I think, 18 minutes.
Yeah.
My blood sugar's low. Forget it. Call it off.
But the point is, nobody likes these people.
No.
And they don't have the guts to distance themselves from them, but they'd have greater support. When you talk about the Bill Maher viewer, okay, there's a lot of people who watch Bill Maher that are classic liberals, pro-free speech.
Mm-hmm.
And they have seen this party drift away from what they were traditionally famous for. And they've seen this party drift away from being a working class, union-friendly party. And if you've been around for a few iterations of politics, you can't help but see through the ridiculousness of this moment. It's like, you know who really is abandoning liberals the most? Older gay voters. Because older gay voters actually did have to fight for acceptance. Like, if you go back to Stonewall, you know, the Pride Parade really used to be, you know, it was very ballsy. And I don't mean in the way it's ballsy today. It's extremely ballsy today. I mean, man, don't bring the kids, okay? But, you know, there was a time where they had to fight for their right to be accepted. That's not the case now. When every Major League Baseball team, an NHL team, an NFL team has a Pride logo or a Pride month, you're good. Okay, you're not oppressed. You're not under attack. And the fact that they're out there falsely representing this is some type of a Selma movement in our country where everybody is past race but them is where they're just out of touch, like I said, with the zeitgeist, and they're becoming kind of like a mockable party. And that's what's going to cost them.
Hey, DeSantis, you know what? Let's play the clip of that black guy in the Macy's in Philadelphia looking at the Santas. I just want to play a little of this for Jimmy. So this guy goes in there, and he's looking at the Macy's, like the statues of Santa, right? He's got his little baby with him. Take a listen to this. Go ahead.
So your guy checked out. I'm in Macy's right now, in Philly, at that. And I ain't never seen no like this in my life, gang. Man, if this ain't no agenda, if they not pushing agendas, I don't know what agendas is, gang. Hold up. Look, just look at this. So we walking out, and I get to the Christmas section, right? Now, hold up. So I see, I was like, oh, my baby was crying. You know, look at the baby. She was crying. And so I'm like, oh, there's Santa. So we see Santa, right? And so, you know, white Santa is normal. Then I see black Santa. I'm like, oh, we got black Santa. Man, look, they done made Santa gay. A gay black Santa. Look at his outfit. This gay as hell, dog. If this ain't gay, I don't. He got pink presents. He got a glitter pink robe on. Like, look at white Santa. White Santa, nice and traditional. He got the platinum on. You know, but, he iced out.
Thanks, Matt. I mean, that's what I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. It's so far wacky,
and it's patronizing. And,
totally.
And it's insulting, okay, to black people, especially when you make a black Santa who wants to show everyone his North Pole. Good night, everybody. I will show myself all the way out. But the point is, it's patronizing. It's infantilizing. It's no different than, like, the most racist thing in the world. You know, when people try to tell you something's racist or, you know, you shouldn't say this or that. The most racist thing I've heard in the last 4 years is that black people aren't capable of getting ID. We can't have voter ID because then none of them will be able to vote. Do you know? I mean, when you talk about demeaning an entire culture of people, a generalization about an entire group of people. Well, no, that's the end of black. He said it was Jim Crow on steroids.
Right.
So it would be harder for you to get a government ID, which everyone listening has, than it would be to vote in the era of the Dixiecrats, where Southern Democrats were violently denying people the right to vote. I'm going to go out on a limb, okay, and say you'd rather see a DMV on your front lawn than a guy in a Klan robe. You know what I'm saying? And now, to be clear, those DMV agents can be just as hostile. Okay, we've all been on the wrong end of a DMV visit. But the point is, it's absurd and it's an insult to your intelligence to believe we're living in the America of 1824 in the year 2024.
All right, we got to wrap. But listen, welcome to PhD. On that high note, you brought everybody down. No, welcome to PhD.
Yes.
We're excited for you.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
I'm going to snort the good Percocet tonight. I'll see everybody at 7 for the win.
And if it doesn't go well, you're going to be driving a cab again. So don't no,
fall back on. We'll be right.
We'll fall back on.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.